Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Joyce, this is Nancy Blackman. I had a charge come out on my debit card of $59.92, and I did not authorize this. Could you please tell me what this is?
No worry. Do you mind if I start out by getting your zip code, please, to assist you?
29067.
I do thank you for that. And you said your first name was Nancy, the last name is Blackman?
Yes, ma'am. B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N.
All righty. And for security purposes, Miss Nancy, do you mind verifying your address for me?
407 C North Matson Street, Kershaw, K-E-R-S-H-A-W, South Carolina, 29067.
All righty. Give me 1 second while I locate that account for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that you had called in on June the 20th concerning this account.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. You spoke with someone about this account on June the 20th. I do see where they made notations of offering you, canceling this for you and offering you a refund. Did they ever cancel this out for you? No, I don't see that they did.
Nope, and I never got my refund.
Okay, yeah, because I do see that they offered you up to it seems like this, where you had called, this associate offered you up to a 40% refund on that account. So let me, they did cancel you, but they never issued you, you never received your refund. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. I never received my refund. No refund whatsoever. I would like my full amount back because I did not authorize this.
I do understand that. Now, we don't generate the refunds. The computer automatically generates the refund. And so what it has generated for me, it has generated a refund up to at least 75%, which would be $44.94 back on that charge.
I'll go that amount. I'll take that amount back. That's
all right.
Not, but,
well,
you know, a little bit less.
Yes,
I'm on a fixed income. I'm disabled, so.
I
every
do understand
penny,
that. Every
somebody
penny
get
does
my information.
Count.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am, it does when you're trying to stay in a place to live.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I do know. And that's probably one of the reasons I'm still, thank God I'm able to still work, but because it's not easy. I've gone ahead issued that refund back to you. It will take at least 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account. Do be advised, you are already canceled out of that, so they can't bill you anything else. And I've just gone ahead and issued that refund back to you, okay?
Is there a confirmation or something I can give my bank?
Yes, I can give you that confirmation number. It would be C as in Charlie. And that's 920-874-054.
Hey, let me call this back out, make sure I've got it right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's C as in Charlie, 920-874-054.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
I appreciate that, and you have a blessed day and a happy 4th of July.
And same to you and you as well. Make sure you stay safe.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.